Welcome to Gear Vlogs Automotive Podcast. I'm your host, Mario Gear, where I share my enthusiasm for all topics automotive. Welcome to the Gear Vlogs Automotive Podcast, episode 21. In today's video, I talk about matte car colors. Is muted earth tones are hot, but the trending paint comes at a cost. Oregon's pausing generous $7,500 rebate for buying an EV. The latest numbers on the microchip shortage. A lull in the problem. VW diesel settlements helping to cut Great Lakes emissions. Tesla's Model 3 wrecked. Crazy crash footage caught on two Tesla cams. And automotive supplier taking over an Ann Arbor light therapy startup out of bankruptcy. If this is your first time here, thanks for clicking that play button. I'm Mario Gear, and I've been involved in the automotive industry for well over 15 years. I'm sharing my enthusiasm for all automotive topics with you. Let's begin. Our first story. Matte colors is muted, earth tones are hot, but the trending paint comes at a cost. But be warned, the buzzy shades aren't cheap. In the photo caption here, Rivian launched its earth tone palettes in 2022, inspired by greens from the Pacific Northwest forest, and reds and orange from Colorado hills and canyons from Rivian. Ugh, tongue twister. Earth muted shades are becoming increasingly popular among car buyers, according to the LA Times. Brands from Jaguar and Rivian to Jeep have recently launched new subdued matte palettes. The colors are a mark departure from the metallics, shiny paints used on many traditional cars. Gone are the days of gleaming metallics cars that shimmer in the sunlight. Nowadays, car buyers are seeking out new rides in subdued earth tones. The muted cars are suddenly popping up everywhere, lining freeways and parking lots in unassuming shades of gray, black, brown, tan, and green. According to the Los Angeles Times, the trend first hit the streets in 2013 when Audi debuted its popular Nardo Gray U, but it's accelerated in recent years as demand for the colors grow. Now car makers from Jaguar to Jeep have broadened their color schemes to include these matte shades, enticing car buyers with nature-themed hues like Red Canyon and Glacier White. Shades within Rivian's earth tone palettes launched in February of 2022. What we might also refer to as a flat matte finish don't shine like traditional car finishes. Kelly Blue Book wrote in a 2022 blog describing the trend. The term stealth comes to mind when we see a car in a matte gray or matte black. Hot pops into our heads when the matte finish is in another color. But be warned, the buzzy shades aren't cheap. The hues typically are available only for select cars, often luxury models and sports cars, and can mean upcharges for anything from $400 to $10,000, according to the LA Times. Here, designer Nina Suss in front of a Jaguar F-Type in a special color theme during the Jaguar Land Rover presentation. Special vehicle operations in 2021 in Munich, Germany. And this is from Geisha Schobler. Getty Images for the Jaguar Land Rover is credited for the photo. People are willing to go up a trim level and pay a surcharge for these colors because some of the cars look best in them. Ivory Dury, Director of Information at the Automobile Information Service Edmonds, told the LA Times, "It's, hey, if you like this, you better get it now because you're never going to see it again in this model." This kaleidoscope of muted car colors was anticipated by Paul Sergic, head of automotive color designs in the Americas at paint supplier BASF, who told Axios in 2021 that consumers can expect more complex hues and textures. Remember, your car is an outward expression of who you are. Zergi told Axios, "The color you, how bold or muted it is, depends on what you're trying to project about your personality. Beyond personal expressions, others say the trend is inspired by rising interest in the eco-friendly living and sustainability. We are seeing social and political movements that are responding to this environmental concern and are drawing much attention to using less artificial and more moving to that which is perceived to be as real and natural." Latrice Eisman, executive director of Pantone Colors Institute, told the LA Times, "Regardless of the reason consumers seem to be responding, Derek Joyce, a spokesman for Hyundai Motor North America, told the LA Times that the mute shades of its Hyundai Santa Cruz model are outselling more traditional hues. The styles are also picking up steam on TikTok, where users are sharing videos of their matte cars or the transforming old models using the new trending paints. You can never go wrong with matte black," wrote one user. And we could read the original article in the Business Insider article if we wanted to read more about it. Links to this article will be in the show notes. Let's move on to the next story. Oregon pausing generous $7,500 rebate for buying an EV. So many people have applied for the state's rebate that it's almost out of money. Let's read. Oregon has some of the best incentives for buying an electric vehicle in the country. Buyers are able to receive up to $7,500 back from the state if they qualify for two separate rebates. Unfortunately, this generous rebate program is running out of money, so the state has decided to pause it beginning May 1st. The Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, DEQ, offers the Clean Vehicle Rebate Program, which consists of two possible rebates. The standard rebate is available to all Oregonians who purchase an EV under $50,000 and is worth $2,500. Middle and low income earners, though, are also eligible for the charge ahead rebate worth another $5,000. Combined, both rebates match the federal government current tax credit program that also offers a $7,500 incentive for eligible EV buyers. Combined, Buyers can get up to $15,000 off the eligible EV of their choice. Wow. Surprised California hasn't adopted something like that. This sounds like something that they would be loved doing while they love giving away free money. Oregon's double rebate, though, has become a victim of its own success. Oregon Live reports the state has dispensed more than $71 million over 5 years through the program, and it's almost out of cash. The program is funded by receiving 45% of Oregon's vehicle privilege tax, which is levied on every new car sold in the state, or $12 million annually, whichever is higher. It also received a one-time infusion of $15 million in 2022. According to its own data, though, the program distributed more of that money and only carried over $3.5 million into 2023. Efforts are already underway to increase funding for next year. The DEQ estimates it will receive $14 million from the vehicle privilege tax, and fourth, a nonprofit in the state is working with state legislatures to secure another $30 million injection for 2024-2025. If you live in Oregon, are thinking about buying an EV, and haven't taken advantage of these healthy incentives, we recommend doing so now before May 1st. Buyers who make their transaction before the deadline will have up to 6 months afterwards to apply for the rebate. There are utility companies in Oregon that are also offer rebates, which could boost your savings even higher. Now's the time before it's too late. Hey, more power to them. Hey, do you guys live in Oregon? Have you considered taking up that option? Comment down below. And for our third story, the latest numbers on the microchip shortage, a lull in the problems. Automakers lower remarkably fewer autos from their manufacturing schedule worldwide final week due to microchip scarcity. Simply 2,400 autos, one of many lowest weekly totals in months, in accordance with the most recent estimate by U.S.-based forecaster Auto Forecast Options. The entire new reduction occurred at European factories, with crops around the remainder of the globe getting a reprieve from the availability issues, which have ravaged manufacturing facilities and provided chain planning since early 2021. Automakers are nonetheless dealing with different provide chain issues. However, there's much less consensusly blaming them on the semiconductor scarcity, stated Sam Ferrani, VP of World Automobile Forecasting at Auto Forecast Options. The greater than 2 years into this downside, it displays poorly on the producer or provider who has not secured sourcing of chips, Ferroni wrote in an email. About 714,600 autos have been lower from initial manufacturing plans this year as a consequence of chip shortages. In accordance with the corporate, it is expected that determined to raise to about 2.7 million autos by the top of the year. Yeah, tell me what you guys think, what that all means. VW diesel settlement helping to cut Great Lakes emissions. Volkswagen diesel emission cheating scandal is helping a ferry service for tourists in northern Michigan go electric. The Mackinac Island Ferry Company plans to use a $3 million grant from the state's Volkswagen Settlement Fund to replace two 1988 diesel engines on one of its boats with new electric motors. The conversion will eliminate 14,152 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent and 887 metric tons of nitrogen oxide over time, Michigan's Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy said in a news release. The 84-foot Chippewa, built in 1962, will be the first zero-emission ferry servicing Mackinac Island, where automobiles have been banned since the 1890s. During the summer, ferries make about 125 round trips daily in the straits between Michigan's two peninsulas. State officials said that they have a long-term goal of covering all 138, 50 to 200 ton ships operating in the upper Greater Lakes to electric or hybrid electric power. Our mobility leadership must extend from electric cars and buses on the road to industrial power and watercraft too, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer said. Converting a ferry in the Manitowoc fleet to electric will build on our clean energy leadership and help us achieve the goal of the Michigan Health Climate Plan to make our state carbon neutral by 2050. Check out the World Latest News blah 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 links. But is the Great Lakes freshwater or saltwater? And how does water and or saltwater interject with batteries, especially lithium-ion batteries? Comment down below what you think. Up next, Tesla Model 3 wrecked. Crazy crash footage caught on two Tesla cams. An incident with a van leaves one Model 3 wrecked and the other barely escaping. The Tesla cam technology proves who was at fault. Two Tesla Model 3 owners were traveling on the same road together when a unique incident with a van left one owner's Tesla badly damaged. The other Model 3 owner was very lucky to miss being a victim as well. The Model 3 owners, Darius and Hunter, were heading to work, one in a black Tesla and the other in a red Model, as they came up over a hill. A white work van was turning in front of them, but suddenly came to a stop in the middle of the road. Hunter in the red Model 3, which looks orange at the beginning of the video, swerved to the left of the van in an attempt to avoid it, though he still ended up clipping it. Thankfully, he was able to regain control before almost colliding with traffic in the oncoming lane. Meanwhile, Darius, who was driving the black Model 3, swerved to the right of the van, which resulted in a near miss. A nearby park ranger was driving in the area and happened upon the accident. He contacted the police, who reportedly arrived and came to the conclusion that the van driver was at fault for the dangerous turn. Fortunately, neither Model 3 owners ended up with any injuries. Hunter reached out to the van's driver's insurance company to get repairs covered. At the time of the video's publication, he was still waiting for the repair estimates. Based on the damage, which left one side of the red Model 3 almost completely destroyed, it looks like it may end up being declared a total loss. While we have no way of knowing for sure, we've seen other videos with Teslas that appear to be much better shape, and many of them end up being considered totaled by insurance companies. Be sure to check out the whole video, which has another 19 clips submitted by Tesla owners. The clip ranges from more crashes and footage and blah, blah, blah. I'm debating whether I have to play this clip or not, but I'll have a link to this video. You can click on the article and check it out. But yeah, for copyright reasons, I'm going to avoid doing that. And let's go on to our last story. Automotive supplier takes Ann Arbor light therapy startup out of bankruptcy. Auburn Hills, Michigan-based Epex, a Tier 1 supplier, came to terms with the trustees assigned to the case of Just Light, a maker of infrared light devices. Automotive supplier Epex Corp. has taken over an Ann Arbor-based therapy device startup after its founder was stripped of the company's assets through a forced bankruptcy liquidation. Ann Arbor Hills-based YPEX, a Tier 1 supplier of magnetic fasteners for cars, came to terms with the trustees assigned to the case of Just Light, a maker of infrared light devices that YPEX invested in, and then, together with other creditors, forced into Chapter 7 bankruptcy after losing faith in its founder. YPEX agreed to pay $80,000 for the intellectual property and assets of the startup, plus $40,000 to settle a related dispute in district court, according to a motion filed in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court, Eastern District of Michigan. Additionally, it agreed to waive $1.1 million in creditor claims against the company. The motion was granted Friday by Judge Lisa Gretko. Peter Forehand, who started Just Light in 2020, said he was disappointed but not surprised by the outcome. Quote, "It's a tale as old as time," he told Crane Detroit Business. "I'm a young inventor that spent years of blood, sweat, and tears to start a company, and now vulture capitalists have executed a hostile takeover and the end." YPEX and its CEO, Robert Granta, were among the largest creditors to Just Light, which contracted the automotive supplier to make its sunflower product. The lamp-like device emits infrared light to ease joint and muscle pains in a process known as photobiomodulation. Okay. YPEX is pleased to finally report that the bankruptcy judge, the Honorable Lisa Gretko, has ruled in favor of a multitude of investors whose investments were lost due to mismanagement by the debtor. Company President Clarence Martin said in an email statement, "The judge agreed to allow the group to purchase the intellectual property and assets from the trustees in our attempt to fulfill the vision of the original concept to utilize multi-wavelength light to address maladies in the body. Martin was not immediately available for an interview. Just Light's creditor forced it into bankruptcy with an involuntary Chapter 7 bankruptcy petition last August. The company had $3.7 million in liabilities according to its bankruptcy filings. Netherlands-based Lighttree Ventures expressed interest in buying the company's assets, but its bid was substantially below that of YPEX, according to the motion to sell. The terms of the proposal offer represented the highest and best offer to the trustees received for the assets, it said. As part of the resolution of the bankruptcy case, the lawsuit filed by Forehand against YPEX alleging a desperate attempt to obtain Just Light's asset in liquidation and oust Just Light's founder was dissolved. Just Light's largest creditor, which was not among those that drove it into bankruptcy, was Ashi Kenzie, at $1.3 million, the Japanese chemical supplier, which has a base in Novi, indicated last year that it was cutting support for the startup. Ashi Kenzie is not a shareholder in Just Light. We invested through a debt instrument, a company spokeswoman said in an email. Then Ashi Kenzie has no intention of making further investments in Just Light. Forehand said he is not resentful about what happened to his company. He has taken a step back from the entrepreneurial life to soak up the sun. Quote, the last few months I've been living in different warm places for 2 weeks at a time, kind of exploring the world while I work remotely, he said, adding that he is doing design engineering consulting. Today I'm calling from Orlando. Tomorrow I'll be in Puerto Rico. Last week I was in the Bahamas, kind of chasing the sun. He said light therapy has dramatically improved his life and he might return to it as a business pursuit when the time is right. I think that there's a huge greenfield opportunity, he said. So there you go. Yeah, that's it for that story. Comment down below on any of the stories. Reach out to me. If you guys have ideas, tips that you want to reach out to me, or with suggestions, reach out to me via DMs on Instagram. Use the hashtag in that, hashtag tips or story tips. Yeah, let's go story tips so I can move them up to the top of the list. If you guys send me DMs via Instagram on the Gear Vlogs Instagram channel, link will be down below. Tell me what you thought about today's episode.